بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the last four classes on the subject of sujood al-sahw, it is relevant to recap some of the important matters in this concerning this topic. And we begin by considering the situation of the ma'mum, the follower, with respect to the imam. The situation of the ma'mum, the follower, with respect to the imam, and in relation to sujood as-sahu, or in relation to as-sahu, to forgetfulness. First, the imam and the ma'mum, or the ma'mum rather, begins his salah with the imam. If the imam forgets that which entails sujood al-sahu, either before salam or after salam, then the ma'mum follows him. Then the ma'mum follows him. Is this clear? So if the imam forgets that which entails, forgets, and this entails sujood al-sahu, whether to take place before the salam or after the salam, then in this case the ma'mum follows the imam. The ma'mum follows the imam. Clear. Ma'mum, the follower, the one following the imam, the one following the imam, and the imam is the one who leads the prayer. So therefore the ma'mum is the follower, a follower. Second, the ma'mum begins his salah with the imam, and the ma'mum forgets, then there is no sujood upon him. Then there is no sujood upon him. The imam will bear that. The imam will bear that. Third, is this clear also? Is this clear? We need to see those who are understanding this to put one place so that one feels comfortable in terms of whether these need to repeat or not. He does something due to forgetfulness which will entail that he should compensate by making sujood al-sahu. Now, is this clear? I will repeat. The ma'mum begins his salah with the imam, the ma'mum begins his salah with the imam, and now the ma'mum makes sahu, or falls in sahu. Sahu, forgetfulness. He forgot something or did something which entails sujood al-sahu. Okay? So in this case, there is no sujood al-sahu on the ma'mum. The imam bears that. The imam bears that for him. Is this clear? Yeah. Zafir. Okay. Diamond. Tayyib. Abdulaziz. Tayyib. Okay. Asiya. Alhamdulillah. Dawood. Jayyid. Tayyib. The third situation. No, I repeated it now twice, Ya Zafar, and check the text, please. Oh, this is the third time. check the text. If the ma'moon comes late, the ma'moon comes late and joins the salah, he left part of the salah, he is known as masbuq. He is known as masbuq. He comes to the prayer late and joins the salah late, so he missed parts of the salah. So he is called masbuq, the one who joins the imam late in salah. So if he is a masbuq and the imam makes sahu, falls in sahu, which entails sujood sahu before salam, then the masbuq makes it with him. Then the masbuq follows the imam and makes sujood sahu with him. And then completes his salah. And then completes his salah. Make up what he missed. Completes it. Is this clear? Is this clear? Repeat. طيب. The masbuq. You know what's the masbuq? Ya become. You know what's the masbuq? The one who comes late. He comes to the salah. And the imam falls in forgetfulness. An act of forgetfulness which entails that he makes sujood sahu before the salam. Then in this case, the masbuq, the one who came late, prostrates with the imam. And then continues his salah so as to complete it. The masbuq, you understand? Become. Is that clear now to you? Understood. Tayyib. Alhamdulillah. In this case, no, because the imam is going to make taslim before him because he still has something to finish. As I said, the ma'moom will continue after that, will continue his salah. Read it carefully, Lemon. He will continue his salah because the imam will finish his salah. But the one who came late, there is still some part of the salah needs to complete, to be completed. So therefore he completes his salah by himself. Now, the fourth situation, the masbuq, the one who comes late, joins the salah, and the imam falls in sahu that entails sujood as-sahu after salam. That entails sujood as-sahu after salam. Then we have three situations here, or three sub-situations. First, if he didn't meet the imam in his sahu, then in this case it is not binding upon the masbuq to make sujood sahu. So he completes his salah regularly and makes salam regularly. The second sub-situation, if he meets the imam on his mistake of forgetfulness, then in this case it is binding upon the masbuq to make sujood al-sahu after he completes his salah. After he completes his salah. So if he meets the imam, meaning he is there present, when the imam makes the mistake, then in this case it is binding upon the masbuq who came late to make sujood al-sahu after he completes his salah. Third situation. Is this also clear? Alhamdulillah. If he does not know, he was there, but he does not know whether he caught up with the imam in his mistake or didn't, then it is not binding upon him to make sujood after salam. If what the imam missed was said silently, then the one who follows does not know if the imam missed it or not. You understand? Well, while he was there following the imam. You understand? Okay. So in this case, it is not binding. The fifth situation. The masbuq falls. The masbuq falls in sahu, and the imam didn't. So in this case, the imam bears it for him. The next one, next situation. If the masbuq falls in forgetfulness, after he departs from following the imam, then he makes sujood al-sahu. Either before salam or after salam, depending on the cause. Is this clear? The next situation. If the masbuq was there with his imam when his imam made sahu, and the imam made sujood al-sahu, meaning before salam. Now, if the masbuq stands up, and did not make sujood al-sahu with his imam, then he completes his salah, and then after he completes the salah, he makes sujood al-sahu. But in case he did not stand up fully, then it is incumbent upon him to return to make sujood al-sahu with his imam. And when we say, in case he didn't stand up fully, meaning his buttocks lifted from upon his heels, then in this case, it is incumbent upon him to return and do the sujood with the imam. Is this clear? If the imam, now situation, if the imam makes taslim before completing his salah by one rak'ah, he missed one rak'ah and made salam, and the masbuq stood up to make up, got up to make up his, to complete his salah, and the imam here was alerted after the masbuq got to the fully erected position. The imam was alerted, so the imam stood up to make the rak'ah which he missed. Here the masbuq joins the imam even if he had already erected and prays with him. Then after the imam makes the salam, the masbuq returns to make, to complete his salah. Now you will wonder why here he returned, because he returned in this case because it became clear that the imam did not finish his salah, isn't it? If the imam was in a silent salah and he recited the Fatiha loud, and he was alerted by some followers, then in this case, sujood al-sahu upon him is not an obligation, because in this case, he made an error in that which is a sunnah, that is to be silent in the silent salah, reciting silently in the silent salah. But if he makes sujood al-sahu, then there is nothing upon him, there is no harm, and in this case he makes sujood al-sahu after salam, because the loud recitation is in addition. And if he makes sujood al-sahu before the salam, then also there is nothing upon him. Is this clear? Now, if the imam stands up for an additional rak'ah, and after he fully reached the fully erected state, he knew, in this case he knew that he added a rak'ah, in this case it's a must upon him to return, and if he continues then his salah is invalid. And if he returns, then he makes sujood al-sahu after salam. If he returns, he makes sujood al-sahu after salam. Is this clear? If a person enters salat al-witr, the odd prayer, with the intention to make two rak'ah and then make taslim, then do one, but he forgot, so he got up for the third rak'ah without making taslim after the second. In this case he completes the third, because in this case the witr, it is permissible to have to have it more than two rak'ah. You can pray witr in three, in five, in seven. So there is nothing upon him. Clear. And this happens a lot. This happens a lot. So if the person enters Salatul Witr with the intention to make two rak'ah and then taslim, and then do one rak'ah, the odd one, but he forgot and got up for the third rak'ah without taslim after the second. In this case, he completes the third, and it's okay, it's permissible to pray with witr in three. Is this clear? This is what is, it wasn't intentional. This is due to forgetfulness. He stood up for the third due to forgetfulness. You understand? Diamond. Due to forgetfulness. If a person, he didn't do tashahud, yeah, Diamond. He didn't do tashahud. If a person makes salam with the imam while he thinks that he completed his salah, but in fact he missed one rak'ah. If a person makes salam with the imam thinking that he completed his salah while in fact he missed one rak'ah, Then he remembered. So he completes what he missed and makes sujood al-sahw after salam, and in this way his salah is complete. So then he remembered. So he makes what he missed and offers sujood al-sahw after salam, and his salah is complete. Clear? Is this clear? He makes salam with the imam thinking that his salah was complete, yet however in fact he missed one rak'ah. Then he remembered. So in this case he completes what he missed and does the sujood after salam, and his salah is complete. Now, there is no there is no sujood al-sahw for a person who makes a mistake in recitation, because this does not entail changing the format of salah. Okay, this is the last one. Now, next. If the imam forgets the first tashahud and stands up fully in an erected position, then it is forbidden for him to return. It is forbidden for him in this case to return. Now, suppose, however, he was alerted and then he returned. Now, if he knows that his return is forbidden, then his salah is nullified. And if he does not know that his return is forbidden and believed that it is an obligation upon him to return, then his salah is correct, and he should make sujood al-sahw after salam due to the addition he made upon standing, because the Prophet ﷺ didn't do it. Now let me ask you the following questions. First question: if someone doubts whether he made the second prostration, what should he do? if someone doubts that he made the second prostration, what should he do? Now, your understanding of the cases and the divisions and the discussion earlier or during these four consecutive nights will show up now, inshallah ta'ala, in reality. Because these are the examples, but you need to remember the basic foundations. So, if he doubts whether he made the second prostration, he should do it again. He should come up with it. Not doing it again, he should come up with it. And then, what else? He should come up. Doubt, yes. Yes, real doubt. So he should do what? He should come up with the sujood, and then what? And then what? Yes, he should do the two sajda. Yes, he should do the two sajda. Because he, now what is the ruling we discussed this under? Because he left a pillar, right? And he remembered before reaching the same pillar in the next rak'ah, isn't it? So he returns to do the pillar. Not sujood as-sahw is a pillar, the sujood, the prostration of the salah in the ruku', yeah. No, when it is generalized, it means sure doubt. When it is generalized, it means sure doubt. Now, case. If the musalli, the one who prays, remembered that he forgot the ruku' while he was in sujood, what should he do? Go back to what? Go back to what? This is general answer. Tell me what to do. Step by step. Going to the position he missed, continue from there. Yeah, he should get up from his sujood. And then he completes his recitation if he forgot any recitation. If he had done the recitation, he should complete the recitation and then make the ruku' and complete his salah. Yes, he should get up and complete his recitation to the standing up position, then make the ruku' and complete his salah. And then make salam, and then after that make sujood as-sahw and salam. Ya Zafar, you were in sujood and you forgot you made ruku'. You got up from your sujood and complete your recitations. If you didn't complete them before, then make ruku', finish your salah, and make sujood as-sahw after salah, after taslim. You see that now? Yeah. Omni, we will be view shortly. Please stay. Recitation was complete. What would you expect? What would you expect? Yeah. طيب. This brings the end of the discussion on for tonight, and inshallah ta'ala we will talk tomorrow about the speaking and salah. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.